Hey everyone, this session is about TRIGLP for perimenopause and menopause, but also the biggest challenges, what to avoid, and how we live healthier and longer, even without our gorgeous little peptides. I want to take you into a conversation that every woman deserves to hear, especially those of us who are navigating perimenopause, menopause, and the years beyond. Because at this stage of life, it's not a decline, even though everyone feels like it is. It's a recalibration. And the TRIGLP system, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, is one of the most elegant built-in repair systems we already have for navigating this transition with strength, clarity, and longevity. So let's break it down. What are the biggest challenges in perimenopause and menopause? Firstly, metabolic instability. As our estrogen starts to drop, we lose one of our strongest metabolic regulators. Suddenly, we've got blood sugar swings and weight gain around the middle, insulin resistance, higher cholesterol, higher inflammation. So these aren't about willpower, they're physiology that goes with perimenopause and menopause. Estrogen normally keeps the GLP-1 signaling strong. So when estrogen falls, GLP-1 falls with it, which is why appetite, cravings, and blood sugar become harder to regulate. The second thing that happens is gut changes. So perimenopause is a gut event as much as a hormonal one. So low estrogen equals low GLP-2. We end up with a weaker gut lining, more inflammation, more histamine, and then we end up with more food sensitivities, more bloating, and more IBS-like symptoms, both constipation and diarrhea. So women often think they've suddenly become intolerant to foods, but in reality, the gut repair hormones have dropped. The third thing that happens is nervous system exhaustion. So this is a part that women rarely feel validated about because they go to the doctor and they just get prescribed medications. You know, our sleep starts fragmenting, our anxiety, heart palpitations, temperature dysregulation. Who hasn't had those damn hot flushes? Stress intolerances and emotional overwhelm. This is partly due to the changes in the GIP and GLP-1 signaling in the brain, which normally stabilizes the autonomic nervous system. The fourth thing that happens is bone, muscle, and collagen loss. So, estrogen protects our bone density, our muscle mass, our collagen, our tendons and ligaments, and our joint lubrication. When estrogen drops, the rate of bone loss can triple. Muscle loss accelerates, and collagen production slows dramatically. This is where TRIGLP becomes a major player. So let's chat about the medications to be cautious with during perimenopause and menopause. And these aren't never used medications, and obviously you've got to talk to your specialist about these medications. But these are the ones where women often have experience of amplified side effects or unintended consequences. So always discuss medications with a qualified health professional. So firstly, the GLP agonist drugs, things like your Ozempics, Wegovys, Mounjaros. These can be helpful for some people, but in menopausal women, they can also accelerate your muscle loss, reduce your bone density, increase gut permeability, trigger nausea, reflux, constipation, increase your gallbladder issues, increase your nutritional deficiencies, and flatten your natural GLP-2 and GIP signaling. So, women in menopause and perimenopause are already vulnerable to muscle and bone loss, so this combination can be problematic. Now, the medications for anxiety, depression, and that sort of thing, SSRIs and SNRIs, these are commonly prescribed as well for hot flushes and mood changes, but they can also increase weight gain and visceral fat, reduce the libido, flatten the emotional range, increase gut symptoms, and interfere with your sleep architecture. Again, not bad, but often overprescribed. Now let's talk about proton pump inhibitors. These reduce stomach acid, which menopausal women also tend to have less of. Long-term use can worsen our nutrient absorption, our bone density, and our gut microbiome diversity. The fourth thing that we get prescribed regularly is corticosteroids. These accelerate bone loss, muscle breakdown, and blood sugar instability. And five is long-term antihistamines. These can worsen your gut motility, your brain fog, and your fatigue, and they don't fix the root cause, low GLP-2 and high mast cell activation. So how does tri-GLP, these little peptides, help us live longer, stronger, and healthier? This is where the magic happens. The tri-GLP system, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, is the body's natural metabolic, gut, immune, and repair orchestra. And during perimenopause and menopause, these hormones become even more essential. GLP-1 is your metabolic stabilizer. GLP-1 helps reduce blood sugar spikes, reduce cravings, improve insulin sensitivity, reduce inflammation, support cardiovascular health, and calms the nervous system. So when GLP-1 is strong, women feel more stable, less reactive, less inflamed, more in control of appetite, and more mentally clear. GLP-2 is the gut repair hormone. This is the hormone menopausal women desperately need. GLP-2 repairs the gut lining, reduces leaky gut, reduces histamines, reduces mast cell activation, improves nutrient absorption, reduces bloating and IBS symptoms, and supports immune health. So when GLP-2 is strong, women experience less inflammation, fewer food reactions, better mood, better sleep, and better hormonal balance. And then we've got our little GIP, the bone, muscle, and longevity hormone. GIP is the unsung hero of healthy aging. GIP stimulates bone formation, protects our muscle, improves mitochondrial function, supports metabolic flexibility, reduces inflammation, and supports cognitive function. So when GIP is strong, women maintain stronger bones, better muscle tone, better balance, better energy, and better resilience. So how does tri-GLP protect women who are already using GLP-1 medications? Because these medications women are choosing to use for many, many reasons. And that signaling of the tri-GLP hormones, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, becomes even more essential. GLP-1 drugs can suppress natural GLP-2, natural GIP, and natural GLP-1 pulsatility. This can lead to muscle loss, bone loss, gut issues, nutrient deficiencies, fatigue, and hair thinning. Supporting tri-GLP can help counterbalance these effects by protecting bone density, protecting muscle mass, supporting collagen, repairing the gut, reducing inflammation, and supporting mitochondrial energy. So that's the difference between weight loss and healthy longevity. We want to increase our muscle and decrease visceral fat. So let's chat about some natural ways to activate tri-GLP in menopause and perimenopause naturally. So these are general physiological strategies, not personalized medical advice. So firstly, let's chat about the foods that stimulate your GLP-1. Protein, healthy fats, resistant starch, polyphenols, bitter foods, cinnamon and ginger. Foods that stimulate GLP-2. Bone broth, collagen peptides, glutamine-rich foods, fermented foods, soluble fiber, and zinc-rich foods. Foods and habits that stimulate GIP are protein at breakfast, strength training, sunlight, omega-3s, magnesium, and polyphenol-rich berries. And the lifestyle triggers for GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP are things like your strength training, walking after meals, cold exposure, heat therapy, deep sleep, and stress reduction practices. These are the same habits that support longevity because tri-GLP is a longevity system. So why does tri-GLP matter even more after 40? When tri-GLP is strong, women experience better metabolic health, lower inflammation, better gut integrity, better immune balance, better bone density, better muscle mass, better cognitive function, better cardiovascular health, and better mitochondrial energy. This is the physiology of healthy aging. This is how we live longer and better. Have a fabulous day.